Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This guy's on the inside. It's time to hear from Milwaukee basketball insider Gary Wolfel. Brought to you by the law offices of Thomas Morola. Only on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
And that guy that covers the Bucks for Racine Journal Times, RacineSportsZone.com, and us right here on The Fan joins us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. White Gary, how are you this afternoon, sir?
I am doing well. Thank you, Rami.
And by reading your Twitter account, Jabari Parker is doing very well. As you tweeted out yesterday, a little less than 24 hours ago, that he seems, all indications are, Jabari Parker could return to action now, although the plan is still for him to return in February. His teammates are raving about his recovery. If he can return now, why isn't he returning now, Gary Wolfel?
Well, I think it's twofold. One, I don't think he feels like he's ready to come back, and the ball is that they want to bring him back in February, which would be one full calendar year from the time he suffered his second ACL. So that's primarily the reason, or reasons.
I think it's stupid.
Sparky.
Well, I don't care.
I was going to just tell you, Wilt, 37.6 and 27 rebounds at the age of 23.
Wilt Chamberlain getting after it.
What is that referring to?
Last night we were talking about, this is going to completely derail this whole interview, but last night on the postgame show, I was asking about Giannis and saying that, you know, his numbers continue to go up every year he's been in the league. At what point do you think his stat line is going to plateau and even off, where it's going to be consistently the same points and rebounds and assists pretty much every year throughout his career? LeBron eventually plateaued, Kobe plateaued, Michael plateaued. Where will Giannis plateau? And then that led into us looking at LeBron's career stat line, what he averages year to year, and you started looking and going, man, Giannis can be better than LeBron or the same as LeBron.
What was LeBron plateau?
In every stat line except assists is probably the only stat line he won't catch LeBron as far as a year-to-year average. But if you talk about points, LeBron's averaging 27 points.
No, the highest he ever averaged in a season.
LeBron?
Yeah.
31.
He averaged 31 a season.
LeBron averaged 29 or more only three times in 15 NBA seasons.
All right, so he averaged 31 a season.
And that was his second year in the league.
Okay.
In Cleveland. You average 27 points a game, which is what LeBron is averaging. Can Giannis do that?
What's Giannis averaging right now?
29.
He's averaging 29 a game?
29,
right now?
And he's just starting to find the jumper. And the jumper was going last night, for sure. And as Thon Maker said last night on the postgame show, you wait till he gets that three down. He goes, then he's really going to be scary in this league. And that's what everybody is kind of saying going forward. But, Gary, you made a good point last night in that, you know, if he's asked to average those huge numbers, that means he probably doesn't have the support around him if he's got to put up those type of numbers every night.
Exactly.
Yeah, precisely. I mean, you know, LeBron obviously had Chris Bosh and Dwayne Wade in Miami. He had Kevin Love and Kyrie Irving, you know, in Cleveland. So he's had some partners in helping him win some titles. And that's what Giannis is going to have to do. Eventually, he's going to have to get a big-time player, whether it's, you know, Chris Middleton emerges or Jabari comes back and is the guy. But he needs at least one big-time player to help him out.
You know, I want to go back to this whole Jabari Parker thing.
Yeah.
This is where I'm at on this. Listen, you need as long as possible to figure out who's playing where, who's playing with who, rotations and everything else once Jabari Parker comes back. If you get into this whole stubborn mode of, nope, we're going to wait till February because that's the magic day where his knee won't get re-hurt again or whatever the thinking is over there with the Bucks, that's just insane. If he can play, play him. Now, I'm not saying he has to play today, but if he can play next week or starting on the 15th of January, 2 weeks earlier than thought, and you miss a year recovery time by 2 weeks, give me a break. Get him out there and play him and get this process going so when the playoffs start, you're still not struggling to figure out who's playing where and getting team chemistry right.
And something else to consider, February 8th.
the trade deadline, right?
The trading deadline.
Right. Exactly. So if you wait even longer, then you really have even less to go off of in order to trade him or Middleton or anybody else.
So, I mean, he could be, you know, packaged. You know, the word I heard last week, and the DeAndre Jordan rumors are still hot and heavy that they're going to trade him. And the latest I heard, which is about a week ago, is that the Bucks would possibly send John Henson and Jabari Parker to the Clippers for Jordan.
Totally 100% against that. Come on. The whole show's against that.
Yeah. Put a stop on that one, Gary.
Yeah. Put a stop to this, Gary, please.
Yeah, put a stop.
Do you have the authority to put a stop to that?
Yeah, he does. Yeah. Gary, no people. Call the commissioner.
No, I mean, you know, incredibly enough, you ask NBA people, and they actually think it's a pretty good trade for both teams.
Yeah, of course they do.
Ask those same NBA people how many of them think you can win an NBA championship with DeAndre Jordan making $30 million a year in one of your big three.
Right.
And if anybody tells you yes, they're lying.
Well, you're absolutely right. His contract is up after the season. And you look at a guy like J.J. Redick in Philadelphia, okay? A very average player.
Making stupid money. But that's a one-year deal.
You know how much he makes, by the way?
How much?
Take a guess. Just throw a ballpark.
30 million.
17.
No. You guys, it's right in the middle. 23 million.
Yeah, but it's a one-year deal.
If J.J. Redick is getting 23, I'm DeAndre Jordan. I'm saying, hey, excuse me.
But again, part of the reason they gave him that stupid money was because they had to reach the salary cap floor. So
that is true.
That's how they had to get there, and J.J. Redick just happened to be the beneficiary of it.
Good for him.
Yeah, he won the lottery, no doubt about it. But, you know, also the other factor is you bring a guy in like Jordan, and you give him, let's say, $27 million, okay?
Good Lord.
How does Giannis look at that, you know?
I know.
You know, Giannis is going to get 23, and he goes, you're giving him 27 million?
Yeah, but Jabari's not on the team then. So now your other member is either Bledsoe or Middleton. That's not good enough. You're not going to win a championship with Middleton, DeAndre Jordan, and Giannis? Or Bledsoe, Giannis, and DeAndre Jordan? There's no chance. You can't.
The other X factor in this whole deal, too, is, you know, I was very curious as to why Jordan would even consider coming to Milwaukee. I mean, he's a West Coast, you know, warm weather guy.
You better not show him what it is today, Gary. It's five.
Exactly. Well, as we all know, one of his best friends is Eric Bledsoe.
Right. Yep.
So there is some sense to this rumor.
That is our Milwaukee basketball insider, Gary Wolfel. Find his work inside the Racine Journal-Times, RacineSportsZone.com, WolfelsPressBox.com, and, of course, on Twitter, @Gary with an E. Wolfel, White Gary, always appreciate it. Thank you very much, sir.
Sounds good. Stay warm.
Same to you. Gary Wolfel joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Great Midwest Bank, committed to personalized common sense lending since 1935. When you're in the market to buy, build, renovate, or refinance, discover the benefits of simply local banking. Visit greatmidwestbank.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.